It's a program we like to call Lawrence and Taylor. It is right here on 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. Roger Taylor is absent.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually taking some time off. So I suppose in that case, we should just have a little gap here of silence, followed by...
I'm Michael Loudon.
There you go. Okay. So Michael and I on board today with you. And to tell you what, we have got lots and lots to talk about today. First of all, with you the full time, because the game between the Tigers and the Washington Nationals rained out in mm-hmm. Florida. Yeah, it's not all sunshine this time of year, apparently.
No, I guess not.
So I saw they'd sent an email earlier today, and I'd looked at the radar that they had and said, well, we're going to try and do this game. And then I looked at the radar and saw what was bearing down and thought, no.
Not happening.
That's not likely to take place. So, yeah, game's off for today. Tomorrow, though, they are going to be back at it, playing against the Blue Jays. 1 o'clock start time for the broadcast, and it's going to give us a short show, assuming that all the tropical niceness returns to Florida tomorrow. I don't know what the forecast is for tomorrow, but hopefully the forecast is for baseball.
Yes, I hope so, too. I mean, they have rain down here, but we have sunshine up here, even though it's cold.
You know, I have seen baseball played in conditions like this,
mm-hmm.
I got to say. So, yeah, it's cold, but you know what? There's sunshine out. You know, it's not too bad.
No.
So I'm thinking, you know, maybe they should have just brought the teams up here. I bet Comerica Park was ready.
Yeah, they probably have the field cleared off of snow. I mean, they probably just have it at the wall and stuff like that.
I would think so.
And I've seen it before where actually a baseball got hit into the snow and the outfielder could not find it, so he just grabbed a snowball and threw it in, and the umpires believed it was a ball.
I don't know if you'd call that a ground rule double or what. I don't have any idea. But so anyway, Tiger baseball back at it tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. Of course, all sorts of stuff, tournament action coming up in for various Michigan universities. Western Michigan's in it. Michigan State's in it. University of Michigan's in it. So it is a Michigan-laden tournament. You know, 68 teams make this thing. Yeah, that's right, 4 play-in games. You forgot about those. I know, I do all the time as well. But the first round getting underway later this week, looking at Thursday, actually, for the beginning of things. And actually, right here on this station, we're going to be seeing some Michigan State basketball. That's going to be taking place against Delaware. First round of the NCAA tournament action gets underway 3:30 on Thursday, so you can look forward to that. Well, in the meantime, you get me today. And so what we're going to be looking over, some great things a little bit later on, going to be talking about what it takes for success. Richard Branson, a guy who owns practically everything in Britain, has kind of a list of tips for you. We're going to share some of that with you, maybe take some of your tips for success. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Of course, also today, I'm going to be talking with Bob Larson about the weather forecast. You know, I don't know about you, but I've looked at the weather this week, and I have been thoroughly confused. They said today that, you know, I saw the forecast. It says warmer, high 31. And then later in the week, it says cooler, high 43. Yeah, I know. I'm scratching my head over that one, too. I can't figure it out. So that's why we have Bob. He's going to tell us about that. Also, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be giving away a 4-pack. Now, this seems like it's a pretty cool movie. I've seen the previews for this. Divergent. It's actually a book series that's out there. Divergent is, I don't know, it's kind of one of those takes on the future, kind of like Hunger Games and that series. Well, this is a different one, Divergent, and we've got 4 tickets to see it on IMAX at Celebration Cinemas. We're going to be giving that away a little bit later because Michael has promised me he's going to have some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question ready. I'm assuming you don't have it ready now. Anyways.
Actually, I do.
I came
up with it right away.
Okay.
It's March Madness themed.
Imagine. Imagine. You know, we had somebody earlier today in here said something about, oh, those games are this week. And I was about ready to say, no, no, they just announced them. They're actually going to be, you know, next month. Hence the name March Madness.
Yes.
You know. But so that's the trivia question. It's coming up because we're not doing it right now because, you know what, I like to torture people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have that question a little bit later and win those tickets. And this is for, and these are some special tickets because to see a movie anyway at Celebration Cinema is nice, but these are tickets for an IMAX movie.
Yeah.
So it gets even better there. So those tickets coming up to see Divergent comes out, according to my calendar, it says Thursday is the opening day on this one. So,
all right.
So you'll be able to take three of your friends with you to that, kind of the next Hunger Games.
Yeah,
they're saying
that's what I've been hearing.
The next, not officially, but sort of like, hey, Hunger Games worked. Let's do this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it does look interesting. I looked at the preview for that one. Might go see that one myself eventually.
Yeah.
So, takes a while. I don't know. I've been to the theater lately, but not extremely lately. Last few weekends, I've been taking some much deserved time to just kind of sit around. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Video of the day. You're going to love this. You know the people that do the honest movie trailers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, those are fun. Because particularly if you've seen the movie, it's great. Even if you haven't, they're fun. You know, I saw the one for Gravity. I haven't seen the movie, but it made me chuckle.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right, I know what to look for there. All right. Well, they've decided to do honest video game trailers. And this particular trailer for Mario Kart, which Nintendo seems to do about every 3 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've got one for their new system yet.
The
Wii U, yeah.
I will look that up right now.
I don't know if they have that. I'm assuming it's probably on the drawing board somewhere.
It has to be. According to the video, they're going to make a new one.
Of course. But, you know, they've done one for the Wii. They did one for... I'm assuming they did one for GameCube before that. I don't know.
Yes.
But the Nintendo 64 was the version I recalled. Actually owned that at one point. Don't anymore. But goes through Mario Kart and basically rips it to shreds, lovingly, of course, because, well, that's what they do in those honest trailers. So we want you to check that out. It's at our website, WKZO.com. Look at the blog section. This is down below the news, and you'll be able to find that there. All right, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, you know, there's been talk about the minimum wage and how it needs to go up. And, you know, the talk, certainly lately, both from the president and from statewide groups are saying, well, it needs to be 10-10 an hour. And we've hashed it out. We've hashed out the numbers on this program before of who actually makes minimum wage. What kind of people are they? What, you know, is it basically the one that brings home the bacon, the breadwinner, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it somebody that's just making that supplemental income or somebody that's just looking for something to do? You know, because there are some people that do that and make minimum wage. Now, one of the other things that hasn't been brought up to this point, though, was how the proponents of this are saying, well, that would get a whole bunch of people, 110,000 families in Michigan off of food stamps. Nevertheless, if you look back when minimum wage in the state of Michigan increased, said in 2007 it went from $5.15 to $6.95 an hour. Number of people on food stamps increased from 1.1 million to 1.2 million. 2008, minimum wage increased again from $6.95 to $7.15. And the number of food stamp recipients went up from 1.2 million to 1.26.
Hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about this, when we see these numbers, think about the kind of jump we were talking about there. Because you're talking about $5.15 to $6.95. Well, that's a pretty decent jump. Then you see $6.95 to $7.15. Not a great big jump, but still a hike in the numbers of people on food stamps. Now, think about this. We're at, what is it, 740 now?
Yeah.
Is, I believe, where it is. Imagine it goes from 740 to 1010. I mean, that's just shy of a $3 increase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the proponents of this are saying that, well, 110,000 families will be off of food stamps. But if we look at history, history shows us that there's a different story there. So I'm curious as to know what in the world the rationale is to say, all right, well, if we raise minimum wage, all these people will be off food stamps. And, you know, there's been an awful lot of arguments both for and against minimum wage. I certainly understand that minimum wage is what it is, and that people that are making that and trying to raise a family and own, or not at least own a home, but rent a home and things like that, you know, I understand, yeah, you should probably make a little more money. But we've been through all of that. Business owners have talked about, well, you know, that's real money. That's, you're talking about ways to get people out of poverty. It's real money for businesses saying, well, how am I going to afford that? Are they going to take it out of their profit margins? Well, some might, but others might look at different ways of doing that. So what would that look like? Just curious to get your thoughts here, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. I would love to get your insights as we are on the program today. And we head over to the phones right now to talk with John in Kalamazoo. John, welcome to the program. Glad you're with us.
Why, happy St. Pat's Day.
Thank you.
First of all, on the with the increases in the minimum wage, I think partly some of the reason the increase in the food stamps may have been because of the economy. If you look at the overall economy when that minimum wage went up, we were in the 2008 catastrophe, called recession, depression, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that was one of the years. That was 2008 for one of those years, and I grant you that one. But 2007 was right before that, and we saw an uptick from 1.1 to 1.2.
But 2.7, nationally, we weren't yet in the recession/depression.
Exactly.
Michigan was. But so just to put just a context on it, my second point is that there was a study that was done by I won't say who is. I was going to say the Harvard School of Business, but I'm not 100% sure on that source. But basically, for every dollar in wage that is increased, retailers find an increase of $26.42 in sales because of, in theory, better customer service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then my final point is, here we are in the state, one of our all-time leading industrialists in this state, Henry Ford, who is savvy enough to realize, I'm going to pay my workers $5 a day because they're the ones who will buy my cars. He basically is smart enough to realize, I have to create a middle class so they can buy my cars. And at the time, $5 a day was revolutionary, and Henry Ford was raked over the coals by the other business people, saying, what are you doing? I'm all for the raise in minimum wage, $10.10. Frankly, personally, I think it should be $15, but I know I'm probably, and I'm, by the way, I own two businesses, neither of which pay minimum wage, and that's my comment.
Well, John, let me ask you this question, since you are a business owner, and you say you don't pay minimum wage and that kind of thing, and that's fine, but if minimum wage goes up, would you be willing to look at the people that work for you and say, all right, minimum wage is up. Would you be willing to give those people that work for you a raise as well based on that?
But now this is where my pay scale for my business is and I use the Ben and Jerry theory, is that my lowest paid worker, I don't pay myself more than five times what I'm paying my lowest paid worker.
Okay.
And so that, I mean, 5 to 1 is my metric. So my basic online people, to, because one of my businesses happens to be somewhat successful, my lowest paid worker is at roughly 11 and change. Would I raise that if I could raise myself also? Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. Well, John, thanks for your call. Do have to get some other callers here. Appreciate your time today.
You bet.
All right. We move on from John to Chris in Richland. Chris, welcome.
Hey, guys. Oh, wow. It's sad that Roger isn't here to have this discussion with him again. and it's weird that you haven't called in some ultra-conservative think tank spokesperson to give all the reasons why we shouldn't have the unemployment and then ask him softball questions. But I digress.
Okay.
The problem with the last caller, what he said, is that he's paying his people based upon a skill level. Mm-hmm. And they're, like in retail, no offense to people who stock shelves and work in retail, I'm not sure that paying them $15 an hour is a benefit to the business, and certainly not to the customer. I mean, you can do that, one for five deal, but you probably won't get, if the lowest paid employee at Walmart makes, say it's minimum wage, although it's not, it's always in the $9 an hour range.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's say he's making $7.50 an hour, then the highest paid employee, so the CEO of that company, is going to make $35 an hour. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't seem like you'd keep a very competent CEO at $35 an hour, or even a manager.
Certainly, certainly.
Well, so the study you brought up was a very interesting, because it's the core of my argument, which is, it's easy to get a survey passed in any state to say, should we pay people more?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to pay that person over there more? Do we want to pay that person over there more? The answer is always yes. But when you ask them if it costs a lot more for products, or it decreases the amount of the number of jobs available, would we do it? So if we flip it and say, we're going to increase unemployment, should we raise the minimum wage? And that's pretty much what's illustrated in your in that survey that you brought up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That, well, more people are unemployed.
And Chris, I think that's the whole point of it is, we hear the one side that says, should people get raises? Yeah, it sounds nice. But, the other side of it is, okay, what are these companies going to do that pay these workers that suddenly have a cut into the profit margin? They're going to increase their costs on things, or they're going to let some people go. I mean, that's just the facts of it.
Well, from my understanding of economics, labor is fixed in the cost of a product.
Mm-hmm.
If all things being the same, if I increase, my material costs, I'm going to increase the cost of my product. If I increase labor, which is, in most cases, the highest part of a product is labor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you think about a hamburger, it's taking raw beef and turning it into a sellable product, and most of the cost of that end product is in the amount of labor that it takes to make those two things.
Certainly.
Or to make that thing to the market. So that's my observation.
Okay. Well, Chris, thanks for calling in. Got to get to a break, but appreciate your time today. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Program called Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 WKZO. This program continues on 590 WKZO, headed back to the phones, where we chat with Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hey, I think that they should go back to the last time that the minimum wage was increased, and then look at how much the rate of inflation has changed since that point. Make a one-time adjustment to the wage,
mm-hmm.
and then set it so that it changes each year based on the rate of inflation, like it does for Social Security.
Sure, index it is what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's not a contentious issue anymore. Businesses can plan on costs, and workers can rely on their wage power at that point, keeping pace with inflation. And then at that point, if they want to improve their status in the workforce, they can get additional training or, you know, qualify for promotions or something like that, which is, you know, the normal way that you work up through the ranks. You know, you join the military, you start out as a private normally, and you got to work your way up.
Sure.
And so that's the idea. The other thing is that this is a election year ploy very often, because it's a way for the Democrats, it's kind of a win-win for them. You know, they can say, raise the minimum wage, you know, $2.70. So it's a way to buy votes with somebody else's money.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't succeed with getting the increase, then it's blame that other rotten party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a win-win situation, and it's contentious every time, and it really has nothing to do with the priorities of our nation. It would be such an easy thing to fix, but I believe that the Democrats would not be willing to do that.
Okay.
Because then it takes away a quick and easy way for them to buy votes.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. I got to get to the news here. Appreciate your call. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. I'm Jeremy Lawrence. Roger Taylor has the day off today.
And I'm Michael Loudon.
Should I call you the Wonder Producer? I don't know. Have you done anything wonderful today?
I ran 4 miles.
You're doing better than me. That's 4 more miles than what I've ran today. So, you know, and that's the we were just talking earlier about this off the air. And you know what? If this weather gets warmer, I'm going to have zero excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because for now, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, there's all this water that refreezes into ice.
Yeah.
That's not so much fun to try and run across that. Now, it's fun for other people to watch me, but I'm not out there for people to watch me, you know. So I'm waiting on that sort of thing. I'm waiting on warmer temperatures, but looking ahead, I think I have no excuse.
Yeah, I don't think you have any excuse. I mean, I was running into the wind today for maybe about a mile and a quarter, and it was kind of draining me a little bit. But once I turned left, went around the corner, the wind was no longer in my face, and I got my second wind and felt a lot better.
Got your second. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Thank you.
Yeah.
You'll be here all evening. Anyway. But no, that's I keep saying, you know, I need to get out and do some running. I really do. But prying myself loose of, okay, let's see, there's heat in here and cold out there.
But the thing is, it's sunny outside as well.
No, it
so
is.
So that actually heats you up a little bit more than if it was, say, cloudy and cold.
And, you know, the other part of it is that actual activity does warm you up.
Yes.
So, no, I've ran in the cool, but in the cold, not so much.
Yeah, I had to wear the Under Armour and hat and gloves again today.
Yeah, hat and gloves to be able to, okay, I got to put on hat and gloves to go outside and run. Let's see. Stay inside and be warm. Dress up to be warm and run in the cold. Yeah, I have no way of justifying that. There is no way to justify that for me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I'm old and stubborn. I don't know. But I'm just guessing. So.
Well, I'm not going to answer that question.
It wasn't even a question
for
you.
Oh, okay.
There was no question in that.
Oh, then I'm just not going to comment
there
on
you
saying you're old and stubborn.
Yeah, you know, because if you do that, you're in trouble. I'm
yes.
in charge, you know. So it's a little bit of a difference. But Bob Larson will be chatting with us, scheduled to speak with him here very shortly to talk about all this weather and finding out if those of us who are just afraid of running in the cold are going to have that that excuse taken out from under us. So I understand it's kind of back and forth this week.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's you know, temperatures are going to be up, and then they're going to be down. Saying it's 35 right now, which I'll take.
Yeah,
compared to the teens and 20s and whatnot. And they're saying actually, this latest forecast I have has a low of 19 in it right now for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we're looking at warmer temperatures after that. So I'm kind of kind of looking forward to that anyway. But, yeah. You know, then I'll just kind of have to pry myself off of my couch a little bit and head outside.
Yeah.
I really have no excuse anyway because they have a workout room at my apartment complex. So, you know, I'm out of luck either way. Mm-hmm. So, but I've not paid a visit to that yet.
Is it like do they have an indoor track or is it just treadmills?
No, it's just treadmills, okay. And that kind of thing. And the tough part about that is you don't know what kind of treadmill you're getting, whether it's like one where it's just a walking treadmill or I actually have to run on this thing if it's in shape for, and if it's in shape for somebody that's my size and my out of shape to hit one of those things. So plus free weights. You don't want to see me with free weights. They do have those. But, it's not a good idea. I haven't done that since I was like something teen. So anyway, we're going to talk about weather here in a little bit later as well. We will continue to take discussion items from you as we're talking about minimum wage. And there was a report out there that says, well, you know what? Minimum wage increase in 2007 actually increased the number of people on food stamps. And 2008 did it again. So we're just asking some questions, having a little conversation with you. And as always, with any of those conversations, if you want to be a part of it, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can also text us. By going to 80373, your comments, and we will share some of those throughout the program today. Right now, though, that man that we promised you to hopefully tell us what's going on with the weather, Bob Larson is with us. And Bob, I tell you, I started the show by saying I was looking at the forecast and just scratching my head because I can't figure. I mean, at first it's cold, then it's warm, then it's cold. Then it's warm. Well, comparatively speaking, anyway. But So I am really glad to hear you today because I think you're going to clear this up for me.
Well, here's the story. Overall, it's not a good. I mean, I just won't sugarcoat it. The news is not all that great because overall, we're going to stay colder than average for the next week or two. The one big difference that we have now compared to a month ago, compared to 2 months ago, is that it was so just consistently cold back then. And now that we have reached mid-March and it's just about spring, at the very least, even in a pattern such as this, a weather pattern that is overall colder than normal, we still get breaks where it warms up for a day or so. Sure. It might only be a break or two. It's not like it just warms up and stays warm the way we want it to. But at least we get fleeting tastes of warmer weather, even if it's only a cameo appearance, not the star of the show.
So, sort of like, here's what spring might look like. If it hung around.
Right. Here's the exactly. I mean, the Tigers are in the middle of spring training right now. Baseball is in spring training. It's the preseason. Think of this as kind of just preseason spring. We get a little taste of spring, but it's not the real deal yet. I always had to tie it into baseball.
Of course. Of course. Well, and at this time of the year with spring training, I mean, we all get our hopes up.
Yeah.
So now one question I have, because I've driven around and I've seen just absolutely nutty people translated Michael the producer out and about running in the temperatures we have right now, but for those of us who are a little bit more realistic with our fitness regiment, if you will, when are we going to get to that point where those of us have absolutely zero excuse and we have to get out there and start running?
Well, we'll have a day or two here and there where we'll be able to do that. Like, for example, as soon as Wednesday, we're expected to be back up into the 40s.
Oh, okay.
And probably again on Friday. In fact, maybe upper 40s by Friday, much like we had last Friday, you'll recall. We came within a few degrees of 50. So, you know, we've got some hope.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, it gets colder again after that. So it's just, it, like I said, it just starts to warm up, and it just doesn't lock in and stay warm. That's what's so frustrating.
Up and down, up and down. But through all of this, it looks like there's temperatures enough. We might end up melting off the rest of the piles of white stuff.
Yeah, we're going to try. The only problem is we're not yet done with picking up snow. I see opportunities for snow here at times over the next 10-day period. Perhaps as soon as, well, the next system, first of all, the next system comes through is probably just going to be rain, and that's Wednesday. So I talked about Wednesday being a milder day, but it may not be particularly desirable to be outside if it's raining, but at least it'll be in the 40s.
Mm.
Then the next storm to come along looks like it's either rain or snow, and that's Friday night or Saturday. kind of borderline right now. If it ends up being mostly snow, there could easily be a few inches worth accumulating. It could be significant, maybe even more than that. And then maybe some more snow, maybe by about a week from today, next Monday or Tuesday of next week. The news is just not that good.
You know, and I'm looking at the calendar and I'm seeing first day of spring later this week. That doesn't sound very spring-like.
No, it does not.
So,
no, it does not.
So with all of that, what's our word for the day?
Blarney. For St. Patrick. I have no idea what that means. I just hear Blarney Stone, and it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm not Irish. So for all I know, Blarney may mean something completely different, but it just sounds like something I'd want to say today, given all of this. So Blarney.
It's very Irish.
Sort of like
bah
humbug, but it's, I don't know. It may have a happy meaning. I know the Blarney Stone. If you kiss that, supposedly you gab a lot, and maybe I'm doing a lot of gabbing right now, so maybe that's where I was going with this.
Could be, could be.
Bob, I've got the definition of Blarney here for you.
Please help me.
Talk that aims to charm, pleasantly flatter, or persuade.
I don't think I did it. I don't think I accomplished that today with that
I don't think
big
there's
oratory
any
on the weather there. No.
I don't think there's anything pleasantly flattering about this forecast. No,
well, I can give you this. Thursday looks to be the best day of the week because I think it's or actually Friday because I think it's above 40, but probably above 45 and not raining. So I think Friday is the day that we key in on.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, we got Tiger baseball tomorrow, so looks like we'll be looking forward to chatting with you on Wednesday.
Yeah,
then.
General, I can tell you this. I am actually going away on vacation, a little early spring break. I will be out of the office after tomorrow. Not to be back until the following Wednesday, which is what? I'm looking at the calendar, the 26th.
Okay.
Hopefully by then it's starting to warm up.
So we'll have somebody new to blame for the weather here
exactly.
In a while. Okay, great. Great, okay. Well, Bob, have yourself a great time away, and hopefully it is a bit warmer when
you
return.
So. We're going to hope so.
All right. Thanks, Bob Larson. And there with AccuWeather, getting us up to date on what's going on with the weather. And as we continue ahead, going to be having the minimum wage discussion with you. We return to the phones at 382-4280. 877-382-4280. Or if you want to text us your comments, 80373 as Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we continue our discussion about minimum wage. You know, we've talked about it, who makes it, that kind of thing. But one of the things we really haven't talked about, and this is a claim that a lot of the supporters of the increase of the minimum wage are claiming, that they're saying at least 110,000 families in Michigan would be off of food stamps. Well, as we look at past experience to see if that's true or not, some interesting numbers come out. 2007, minimum wage in the state increased from $5.15 to $6.95 an hour. That year, the number of people on food stamps increased from 1.1 million to 1.2 million. 2008, it increased again from $6.95 to $7.15. And the number of food stamp recipients went up from 1.2 million to 1.26 million. Yet, according to the people that are getting behind the minimum wage increase, they're saying at least 110,000 families in the state of Michigan would be off of food stamps. I just find the whole thing interesting. And, you know, you hear a lot of these figures thrown around. You hear things like, well, that's going to create jobs. How? You know, anytime that somebody says, and anytime somebody says that, I don't care who it is, whether they're on the left or the right, that's my first question is, okay, it's going to create jobs. How?
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a legitimate reason, like say, okay, well, you know, the Keystone Pipeline, if we build that, it'll create jobs. Okay, how? Well, the answer is it's going to create some jobs in building the pipeline. People that are going to be welding and things like that, amongst other things. They're going to be building a pipeline. Okay, that one's simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that one. Increase in minimum wage is going to create jobs. My question is, how? And I don't know that there's a good answer for that, to be able to say, well, there will be more jobs. Well, are they just going to appear out of thin air? You know, and the thought is, well, okay, then, you know, we're going to see an increase in spending because people are going to have more money. Okay. But then you turn to businesses to say, all right, what are they going to have to do to be able to pay for this? Because, you know, money doesn't just show up.
No.
They don't suddenly go, oh, look, more money. Or, oh, look, you know what? I'm making so much money that I'm just going to cut right into that profit margin. You know, because for big enough businesses, the stockholders are going to say, well, wait a minute. No, 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 no. You're not doing that. And for small businesses, there's not a ton of profit margin. And if there is, they're finding ways to make more money with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're cutting into profit margin, they got to figure out a way to either pay for it by increasing prices, thus inflation goes up for everybody, or you pay for it in another way by saying, well, we're just going to have to do the same with less people. And you start seeing people that are out of work. And I think that's where you see some of these numbers. When you talk about minimum wage increases and people on food stamps go up, well, there you go right there. You're talking about an increase in the number of people who are eligible, thus people who are likely out of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. So to say, all right, jobs are going to be created by the move, I'm just wondering how. I would love to get an angle on that to say, well, here's how. You know, and if you've got something legitimate, I'll say, okay, great. Sounds good. But that's the one thing why I think, you know what? I don't know that I can be on board with this. All right, do we want to increase it? Well, then let's talk. But instead of let's go with, you know, $2.70 or whatever it is, let's go with something where we go, okay, well, let's look at a way to maybe bump it by 50 cents. Sensible. Wouldn't necessarily hurt a lot of people. There'd still be more earnings for people. But I think the other part of it is we need to be able to do a couple things. And I think these are the things that are not done in any government circles, is finding ways to create jobs. Now, there'll be people who would say, well, government doesn't create jobs. Well, that's partially true. Government creates jobs if they're spending money on things. But all things being equal, unless they're going to increase spending, they're not going to be creating jobs. They're creating the atmosphere for private industry to be able to say, all right, feel good about the economy. Let's get some more workers in here. Let's see if we can do more. Let's see if we can make more money. But if a business is going to have to spend more money, either they got to find a way to make more money or they got to find a way to cut costs.
Mm-hmm.
So in this kind of situation, I'm just curious. If somebody can tell me about that, you're more than welcome to give me a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can text us, 80373, and just text your comments there. Prefer to hear from you on the phone as well if you'd like to do that. But if you have some comments via text, maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm missing a really big piece of this. Because, you know, I know they talk about, well, it's going to mean more money gets spent on things. And they're going to go out and spend money and spend. All right, but if businesses have to charge more to pay these people more, well, then these people are going to be paying more for the same things. And then the cost of living increases.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of living is going to increase not only for them, it's going to increase for you and me. Because we're going to be looking at, suddenly, it's going to take a little bit more money to buy spaghetti noodles or milk or things like that. Because guess what? These companies have to find a way to be able to pay their workers somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the other question, and I asked this of a caller earlier who was a business owner, and I said, well, all right, that's great. You don't pay anybody minimum wage. That's fine. But if the value of minimum wage increases and we see that all of these people down here are suddenly making a little higher, doesn't that devalue what people are making over minimum wage? Doesn't it make what they're making worth less? than what they were making before. Because if cost of living increases, then these people that are working for above minimum wage, either they would have to get a raise or they would have to find ways to cut costs as well, because cost of living is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, it's an interesting thing. And as you look into this, I think that's the part of this that bothers me is, you know, it's real easy to say, all right, raises for everybody. And it sounds great, you know, because if I go out in public and just say, hey, are you for everybody getting a raise? Yeah, let's do that. I could use some more money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, okay, what if we're to give a raise to people and as a result, the cost of living increases? And as a result, there's people that are forced out of jobs. And then suddenly you've got a situation where more people are on unemployment and more people are on government assistance. Suddenly it doesn't sound so good. You know, and I think instead, let's find ways to get government out of the way, get jobs to be created. You know, and the governor is going overseas, talking with some people in Germany and Italy and things like that. That's a great first step to be able to say, all right, come do business in the state of Michigan. Because that sort of thing, get people attracted to the idea that, you know, we've got great people, great industry, a great way of doing business and that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that creates jobs and gets things better. Particularly for people making minimum wage, because suddenly there's a whole new slate of jobs that they can look at.
Yeah.
So just a few thoughts. Got news coming up and more with you as Lawrence and Taylor continues ahead. Still got those movie tickets to give away, so keep it right here. We gotta go, gotta go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.